In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Eleanor McCullen today. So we're glad to be with you today because God is still on his throne. He hears and answers prayer, and everything's going to come out all right. This broadcast is meant for you. We're looking for that one person. That one person that God wants to touch and heal. Pro-life world now, there's lots of things on the agenda. Why don't you share some things with us, Eleanor, some of the states and what they're thinking about?
Of course, Father, I'll be happy to do that. I'm glad to be with you. Hello, everyone. I know you've all been reading about the news in Alabama, Georgia, Kentucky, Missouri, and I think there's another state. And the good news is that they're bringing about laws. All the laws are slightly different. There's one law that forbids abortion after the heartbeat is detected. So that would be, I'm going to say, 5 weeks. Then there's another one. That Alabama one is the one I think people are talking about, and that's the one that does not allow abortion, period. And also the doctor that would participate in an abortion would be sent, would be guilty of a felony and would be sent to jail. So this is amazingly hopeful, amazingly radical, and God is in this. And we can't open the champagne yet. This is in the beginning stages of hearts being convicted and minds being opened up and darkness dissipating. So we're in the beginning stages, but it's filled with hope. And everybody across the country for years and years have been praying for a move like this. And so I think, rather than asking the Lord for anything else, I think my heart is filled with gratitude. And the Lord loves a grateful heart, and he loves worship, and he loves faith. So I think our prayer is one of, we believe you know what you're doing. It's going to be good. We believe in you, Jesus. It's going to be full of hope, and we're just grateful that we got this far. I mean, this is an amazing step in the right direction. So our hearts are grateful. We thank you, Lord. We worship you. We thank you for getting us to this point. Keep dissipating the darkness. Open the eyes. Open the hearts so they can see that this is a beautiful miracle, a gift from God. A baby is a gift from God. And we've been throwing away the gifts for years. And this is a turnaround. And this is a big turnaround. So we keep praying. First of all, we say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And we keep praying that it goes further and further. It will go to the Supreme Court.
Yes,
I don't know exactly how that works, but I think I heard that they'll pick one case. I don't think they can pick all the states. So they'll pick one, the heartbeat bill, and they'll take that to the Supreme Court. Maybe then later they can take another one. I'm just not sure how these lawyers are pretty shrewd. They know exactly how to argue this case. I would think the first thing they would argue would be back in the Roe versus Wade time, 1973, it was a flawed law to begin with. So I'm not sure which comes first, to argue these bills or to say, actually, the law wasn't right. It's beyond me how they're going to do it. And there's where our prayers come in. We ask the Lord to direct the lawyers, give the lawyers words. Give the lawyer something they can't even think they have right now. Give them something they wake up and they say, oh, this is it. I got the answer. We can argue this. So, but Father, you have to give them direction and grace and courage and perseverance, because the other side now, they're rallying in Alabama. I mean, protesters, I've heard them on the radio, and they're loud, and they're angry, and they're so angry. And so take away their anger and let their eyes open up. But it's going to take perseverance and courage for these lawyers to continue and not let the and let the protesters rattle them. But this is going to be a hard fight. So where we come in is prayer and gratitude for what we have, and prayer that the Lord will continue to guide us and to direct us.
Our prayer is very powerful, but we have to know who the enemy is. The enemy is not Planned Parenthood. The enemy is Satan, who wants to come and kill, steal, and destroy. That's the enemy. I'm not against pro-abortion people. I am against the devil that works through them. You see, this is very important to know who your enemy is. In the Word of God, it tells us that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. That's how he comes. And he'll do anything he can to kill, steal, or destroy. This will go to the Supreme Court. We know that. And we need to pray that the Supreme Court will have the proper response.
Absolutely. That's what we double up on our prayers, Father. How about triple up? Is that a good idea? Now, we talked about the good news in Alabama, Georgia, Kentucky, and Missouri. Now, here we are in Massachusetts. We have our own problems here because we're the extreme opposite. We have a bill that's coming down the track. It's called the Roe Bill, Roe, R-O-E, the Roe Bill. So what does that allow? That allows, right now in Massachusetts, you cannot have an abortion after 24 weeks. And you must notify your parents if you are under 18. Now, this bill changes all that. You can have an abortion past the 24 weeks, and as far as I understand it, it can go all the way up to the birth. And parents do not have to be notified. So that is huge. So where we are hopeful and grateful for the states that I just mentioned, here in Massachusetts, we have to pray, but we have to actually do something. And what do we have to do? We call the main number of the state house, and you ask for who is your representative and senator, and you say no on Roe. And it takes 3 minutes. It's not intimidating. It's something that if this passes, you will say, you know what? I should have called. So now's the time. We have a little more time. We are running rallies on Saturday afternoon in front of the State House, if anybody would like to go there. And if you do email, you can email a senator. But the point is the prayer in action is very important. This is unbelievable, the way I said that, after 24 weeks up to birth. It's almost like she can't be saying that. That couldn't be true. But unfortunately, it's true. So if you could act on that, that would be wonderful. The other thing that I'd like to say, Father, and it's a good thing, and wondered if anybody or everybody or anybody watched the film Unplanned. And I don't know if it's still in the theaters, but I think maybe you could order it over Amazon. I definitely would encourage you to see it. But I will tell you that it did have a good run, bigger than they ever expected. And word has it, I don't know who got the word, but word has it that secretly Planned Parenthood workers went to see it. They went secretly, they didn't tell anybody, but they were interested. And many said that, I don't want to work here either. And the movie has been quite influential, not just for us, although it's been, you know, really excellent for us to see, but for the other side, they have been turned away from abortion. So that's a good thing. So we have a lot of good things here. And I want this program to be one of hope and not a down, but an up, filled with hope and love. We talked about love in the gospel yesterday, love for all peoples and hope and prayer and action. And try to see the film if you can. It's well worth it. Even if you read the book and even if you said, I know what it's about, to see it is excellent.
I wept when I saw it.
Did you, Father?
I just wept. Oh. And what made me weep was when the truck came to pick up the remnants of the children. Because I remember saying to one of the trucks, I said to the man, you're picking up arms and legs and heads and toes and fingers. And I just started to weep because I've seen that truck come to Planned Parenthood. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, I remember you did that many times, Father. You'd stand up right by the truck driver's door, and the truck was real high, and you're talking to the guy, and you're saying, why don't you get another job? Do you know what you're actually doing? And that's interesting you bring that up, because the other thing I heard in the article about people not wanting to work at Planned Parenthood anymore, they also had an interview with one of those men. I don't know, what kind of it carries away the... What kind of man would he be? But he's carrying away the parts of the body. I mean, that's what you said. So, and when he saw the movie Unplanned, he said, I do that. That's my job. And he said, I'm quitting immediately. And so he went to a safe place, and he said, I have to quit my job. I can't work there. And they got him a new job. And so I want to mention that, because if anyone's listening and secretly, and they'll never tell anybody, but they don't want to work anymore at Planned Parenthood, they can go on the internet and type in abortion worker. Wait a minute. Let me get this right for you. Abortionworker.com. You type that in, and it will tell you where you can go to a safe place, and they will help you to get a new job. I just thought of that. Abortionworker.com. And God will give you a new job, and you'll be able to sleep at night, and your conscience won't bother you, and you'll be remorseful, and that will be in your past, and now it will be a new life, just like the movie.
The movie was tremendous. It was sad. It was broken. Another movie is the one about the young boy that falls through the ice. What a wonderful
breakthrough.
Movie. Breakthrough. What a wonderful movie that was. That's a wonderful movie. If you want to hear about a miracle, you go watch Breakthrough. It's good that we're getting pictures or movies that are positive. That's a positive thing. This never happened before. We always got the negative, but we have the positive now.
That's true, Father. And if we actually analyzed everything to see what's working now, I mean, the movies coming out, the film, and then the states that are changing and people's minds that are leaving Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood is scared to death that they're going out of business. Now, the other states we have to pray for, New York, Virginia, Massachusetts, they're all going for abortion at any cost, at any time period. So we still have a major challenge here. But it's going to be all right. Just like you said when we started the program, the Lord is in charge. He knows what's happening. He's directing, and he's fully aware. So he doesn't want us to get upset when we read these bills in Massachusetts. He wants us to have the joy in our heart, but he wants us to know what's going on and take some action, but he doesn't want us to get upset. He says, do not be afraid. Do not be anxious. Do not have any stress. I am with you. And that goes for everything. We're talking about the pro-life situation, but that goes for everything. Our dear Lord is so sweet, and he loves us so much, and he's saying, whatever you're going through, please, just take a deep breath, breathe out stress, and breathe in Jesus. Oh, I think I'll do that myself. Breathe out stress and breathe in Jesus. And he says it all the time. Do not be afraid. I am with you. I'll never leave you. I know what's going on. I'm holding you in my arms. So just remember that for everything, that all the challenges that we're dealing with at this time. Jesus is with us.
And they are challenges.
They are.
They are challenges. Why don't you share with us some of the good things that have been happening at the abortion mill?
Okay, that's always a good idea. Actually, I have one good story and one sad story, and maybe two good stories. How about that? I'm reminded to mention to you a story that I had a little while ago. I'm not sure if I mentioned it, but it was, maybe 6 months, 8 months, and a beautiful Chinese couple were going in to have an abortion at Planned Parenthood, and I tried to talk to them, and they said they do not know English. We speak no English. So I tried a little bit more. I showed them my little booklet, Watch Me Grow. I tried to give them my card. No English. So they just walked away, and they sat on the side of the building, and they were sitting there. There's a little ledge. So I'm back in front of Planned Parenthood, and I'm thinking, well, I did the best I could. But it always makes you wonder, Father, what is the best you can do? But I was happy with myself. I said, well, that's the best I could do. What can I do? But I guess I really wasn't happy, because just about 2 minutes later, I'm standing there and a young man was walking by. I don't know where it came from, Father. I just spoke up right away. I said, oh, hello there. I said, do you speak Chinese? He said, well, yes, I do. So I said, oh, good. I said, can you help me here? And I explained. He was on his way to Boston University. I explained my picture, my card, the couple on the side on the ledge. If I go down with you, can I feed you the words? And then you speak to them in Chinese. So, Father, it's a miracle. He said, yes. So now we're back on the side, and I'm telling him, and he's speaking in Chinese. I'm hoping that I'm trusting him. I hope he wasn't saying, this crazy woman wants me to talk to you. But he certainly seemed like he honored what we do in front of Planned Parenthood, trying to save and help the mothers and, of course, the babies. So anyway, this went on for about 5 minutes, and they ended up smiling. They ended up taking the Watch Me Grow. They ended up taking my card, and they walked down the street, and they didn't go back in.
Praise the Lord. That was God.
Oh, it was definitely God. The guy's walking along. And then I didn't even think. All of a sudden, I was saying to him, do you speak Chinese? I mean, where did that come from? Sometimes it's God in your face, and it's like unbelievable good stuff. So, okay, that's a good story. Okay, here's another good story. It happened a couple of weeks ago, and it was a young girl. I'm going to say 17, probably, could be 18, and she was dropped off by her father. And so I had an opportunity to talk to her for 10 minutes while her father was parking the car. So doesn't matter what I said, except, you know, I care about you. I will help you. You don't have to go in there today. We can go to a safe place. God has a plan for your child. There's so much help available. And then I look across the railroad tracks, and along comes the father, and he's like a man. He's mad. He sees me talking to her. So he's running across the tracks, and he has this angry face, and he takes her by the arm. He said, don't talk to her, and he rushes right into Planned Parenthood. So Mary and I were there. You know, Mary's my friend, Mary O'Donnell, and we work well together. And so I said, Mary, we have to pray. So my prayer went something like this, Father. Lord, we can't do anything. We can't do anything anyway, but we can't do anything now. We can't go in, so it's up to you. You have to convict that father and daughter to the point where they say, you know, why are we here? Let's get out of here. Or say something, Lord, just convict them and bring them out. So the morning went on. It was a very busy morning, actually, for various reasons. People come by, Father, and they ask for prayer. They're like, you know, they're in AA. And so it wasn't busy with people going into Planned Parenthood necessarily, but a lot of activity, which we like. We always like to pray with people. So I forgot about them. So then it was about an hour and a half later, I look across the street, and they're walking out of Planned Parenthood, coming over toward me. So I said, "Oh, hi." I said, "What happened?" And the father said, he said these words. He said, "We're no abortion." He said, "I can't believe we were in there. We just came out." And I said, "Oh, that's amazing." And I said, "Well, you certainly look so much happier now. When you went in, you sure looked angry." He said, "I was, and I shouldn't have been, and we shouldn't have been in there, and we can handle this, but I will call you." So they took two of my cards. So that was a beautiful ending. And of a person that was transformed. Nothing I said. It was the person, just like we asked the Lord, convict them while they're sitting in the waiting room and just tell them to come out. So it takes a little courage to walk out, you know, because they keep your keys. I don't know, and people are afraid to ask, can they have their keys back? I don't know. Don't ask me why they're afraid, but it's not easy to walk out of that place. It takes courage. So, and I will help them. She's a young girl. She wants to go to school, and she can go to school and graduate and carry her baby across the stage and get her diploma. Oh, yeah, if anybody gets the Globe this morning, there's a picture, I guess, in Metro where it's a pretty big picture, 5x7, and the mother is getting her diploma, walking across the stage, and she's holding her gorgeous one-year-old son while she gets her diploma. So if anyone's listening and they want to go to school and they think they can't do everything, we empower you. You can go to school. You can have your baby cross over with you while you pick up the diploma. A baby adds the challenge, but you can do it. Planned Parenthood tends to say, "Oh, really? You're in school? You have to study and you have a baby? Oh, I don't think so." But we say, yes, you can. We will help you. You can do this. You can rise to the responsibility. Finish school. We want you to finish school. Education is amazing. But at the same time, you have a little baby. So now, did I give all my stories yet?
Well, the sad story.
Oh, the sad story. Okay, the sad story. I hate to end with a sad story, so we're going to have to think of something happy. So, okay, this woman, young woman, came over to Planned Parenthood, and she wasn't hard to convince to not go in, actually, because all I said was, "We can help you. We have a safe center where you can see the ultrasound and get all kinds of help." And right away, she said, "Sure." So I said, "Okay, well, there's my car." And so we got in the car and we went over to pregnancy help. And she told us this. She actually spoke to the main counselor there, but the woman was mumbling a lot. And Rochelle said to me, "Why don't you come in too?" So we both were with her. We spent 30 minutes with her. She wants the baby, but she's afraid. So we tried to help her, to show her how we can get through this together, surround her with love. And then, if you remember this, Father, I thought, this young woman is from Haiti. And I thought of Father, it's the Father Ulrich story. And Father Ulrich is from Haiti, beautiful priest, and he was staying with Father for a couple days. And then the other miracle, too, I said, "Hi, Father Ulrich," and he was right there. I mean, everything was fitting in. And I said to the young lady, I said, "This is a wonderful priest from Haiti, and you're from Haiti, and he would like to talk to you." So, Father, they talked in Haitian for 30 minutes. And now she hung up from Father Ulrich and she said, "Yes. Yeah, now I feel good now. I feel strong. I'm going to go ahead and have the baby with your help." So we both said, "Sure, that's good." So then she said, "Well, can I go in the next room and call my boyfriend?" So anyway, she did. She came back in 10 minutes and she said, "No, I have to have the abortion. I have to have it. So I said, well, what happened on the call? My boyfriend wants this abortion, and I have to follow him, and I just have to have the abortion. So we were stunned. And I guess the stunning part of it is, and it's not the first time I heard it, that she would, in fact, I said to her, do you imagine the miracle that you can produce, you can create a human being in your body, a boy that will be a man, and what a miracle that is for you as a woman, and you're going to remove that boy from the womb, stop the heartbeat because a man said to you he doesn't want the baby? I said, you have to be stronger than that. And why the, I just don't understand it, but it happens a lot, Father. Maybe they think they're in love, and maybe they don't want the guy to leave because he says, I'll leave, and they want the guy to stay. I mean, there's probably 100 reasons. So she said, no, she was adamant now. I said, do you want to speak to Father Elric again? No, I had made up my mind. I spoke to the boyfriend, and there's no debate. I have to have the abortion. She said, can you drive me back to Planned Parenthood? I said, I'm sorry, I cannot drive you back. I said, I will drive you home, but I cannot drive you back to Planned Parenthood. So that's exactly what happened. We dropped her at home, and I never heard from her. I called her several times. She doesn't answer the call, so I don't really know what happened. My guess is yes.
Well, you know what? People outside the abortion mill, bad for business. Bad for business. Praying does something. God hears and answers prayer, your prayer and mine. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.